Rahman, and he, of course, and then, of course, yesterday, the al-Qaeda terror leader and recruiter Anwar al-Awlaki killed by two Predator drones in Yemen.
And Kelly, al-Awlaki was also an influential voice for so-called lone wolf attackers. We've talked about these before. Faisal Shahzad, the man accused of trying to set off a bomb in Times Square last year, told investigators that he drew inspiration from al-Awlaki. And the Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, had communications with al-Awlaki before an attack that left 13 people dead in November of 2009. And Yemeni officials say that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the so-called underwear bomber who tried to take down a plane over Detroit on Christmas Day back in 2009, also had contact with al-Awlaki.